Claire, you were a member of Project Genesis. Can you tell us about that to start with?
Yeah, so Project Genesis is a community organization in Côte d'Ivoire, and we fight for people's social rights, so right to housing, right to welfare, etc. And we have an individual services center where people can come in with to get help negotiating bureaucratic red tape, but then we also do community organizing around the same issues, so recognizing sort of the structural roots of poverty and trying to combat that.
So what are the problems of the Wento board that you at Project Genesis want to draw attention to?
Well, we've been working on a campaign around the long delays, the long waiting times at the rental board for a really long time. And so when a tenant takes a case to the rental board around repairs or vermin, mold, that sort of thing, they often wait on average about 20 months before getting a hearing. And so it's almost 2 years where a tenant is just stuck living in terrible housing while they're waiting for their hearing at the rental board. So the delays themselves are a really major problem, but then there's also the fact that the waiting times for eviction cases are only 1.3 months. And so there's also this question of discrimination in the way that the rental board prioritizes its cases, where landlord's cases are heard 20 times more quickly than cases brought by tenants. A reason why we're talking about the rental board right now is because the rental board is under the direct responsibility of the provincial government. So it's one of the sort of programs or one of the dossiers of the MAMRO, so the Ministre des Affaires Municipales des Régions et des Territoires. And it's something that not a lot of people recognize, that it's actually the minister who's directly responsible for the rental board. And so these delays they're a really political issue, right? Like if the rental board is prioritizing eviction cases, and if they're taking almost 2 years to hear cases that are brought by tenants, it's because it's a political choice being made by the provincial government.
So should the rental board stay under the authority of the provincial government, or should it be perhaps a municipal issue?
No, I mean, people across Quebec are affected by housing problems, and certainly it makes sense that it's a provincial body, but it's problematic, obviously, when there's a court of law that is also under the jurisdiction of the government, right? Because it means that the rental board, which is supposed to be an objective court, is actually subject to the politics of the party in power. And so, I mean, that's a problematic thing, but what we're really talking about right now is the need for political parties to take a clear position about what they're going to do about these delays. I mean, the fact that the tenants have to wait for 2 years for a hearing, it's just unacceptable, but it's not getting talked about at all in this pre-electoral context.
So why do you think this is an issue that is being ignored in the upcoming election?
Well, I mean, I think there are a number of reasons. I think it's a lot easier for political parties to talk about, hot topics like corruption or the economy, and it's easy to avoid making clear commitments on issues that affect people living in poverty.
So what are you requesting from the rental board?
So Project Genesis, along with a number of other housing organizations and national coalitions, have for many years been demanding that the rental board hear all cases on a first-come, first-served basis within 3 months maximum, and that cases that affect the health or security of the tenant are heard within 72 hours. And these are demands that are not, they're not like totally impossible. I mean, I was doing a little bit of research into the Ontario Rental Board recently and discovered that cases heard on maintenance and repairs that are submitted by tenants are heard within a 5-week period. And so, you know, so it's something that really needs to be addressed.
So when did you first formulate these demands? You've said it's been a few years.
We've been, tenants' rights groups have been fighting against the delays of the rental board since about, since the early 2000s. Yeah.
So how has it evolved since the early 2000s?
Well, I mean, we've seen some changes. For example, a few years ago, the rental board hired 8 new régisseurs, or rental board judges, and we took that as a really good sign. We thought that it was a recognition of the problem and the discrepancy in waiting times. But what we've seen subsequent to that hiring is that, in fact, those resources have been invested in maintaining the waiting times, the delays for rent non-payment cases, which haven't gone up at all in the last 10 years. And more resources have not been put into improving the waiting times for tenants, which have gone up astronomically in the last 10 years.
What do you think is coming in the way of the rental board responding to these demands? It's been over a decade now.
I mean, I think it's that there's a lack of political will, frankly, behind the issue, that it isn't considered a priority by the party in power. And one of the reasons for that is that we need to be pushing them more vocally and more strongly to be taking a strong position on the issue.
How many people does this concern? Do you have an estimated number of tenants who are living in poor conditions?
I mean, there are a huge number of tenants in Côte d'Neige and Montreal, across Quebec, who have major housing problems. One thing that I could say, if you want a concrete stat, is that last year, for example, the rental board heard about 74,000 cases, and only 11% of those cases were submitted by tenants. And so the vast majority of the cases heard at the rental board are eviction cases. Only a small number are actually introduced by tenants, but the great majority, about 85% of the cases that tenants bring to the rental board, are for maintenance, repairs, and bad housing conditions.
Right. So why do you think there is a clear discrimination of tenants?
I mean, I think the rental board discriminates against tenants because there's no political will for it to be otherwise. I mean, this is the rental board law is one of the oldest that exists. It hasn't been changed since the 80s, when the rental board was created, and I mean, I think there's a lack of political will. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I think there's really a lack of political will to ensure a truly accessible court that actually provides some sort of access to justice for tenants.
Well, you say you're repeating yourself, but I think it's necessary, you know. Mm-hmm. What are the parties that are being presented in the upcoming elections? Are they not saying anything about this in their campaigns?
No, I mean, there's been a passing mention of it in a recent Parti Québécois press release. So it's not mentioned in their Montreal platform. It's not mentioned in their national platform. They did say in a recent press release that they would examine the law governing the rental board to make it more accessible for all. And so it's a very broad sort of commitment, and it's not something that's been taken up by the party as a whole. It's something that's been said by a few deputies.
Is there a way that Project Genesis can help the tenants who are in this kind of difficulty?
Well, it's one of the problems. You know, the problem is that it's a systemic issue. And so, you know, we can, Project Genesis or other housing committees can support tenants who want to open a dossier at the rental board or who want to go to the municipal inspectors. I mean, we can use what resources we have at our disposal, but to get a faster hearing, the only way for that to happen is by changing the system by which the rental board prioritizes its cases.
Well, Claire, I want to thank you very much for talking to me. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.